Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Taluga.
Roger playing Erendare.
All right, gang. Pretty eventful last session, so let's do our recap, and we'll get right into it. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew leapt into action to save the border town of Karoth from a Gnoll raid. Taken to the rooftops, Theo made short work of the Gnoll archers with his new shotgun, Jury's Verdict. Arendir proved his combat prowess as he, Taluga, and Glebnor charged the Gnoll raiders attempting to save the besieged and outnumbered soldiers. Volleys of arrows from beyond Karoth's gate tore into our heroes as they fought back the Gnolls, and from the rooftops, Theo spotted their origin, a strange 18-wheeled siege vehicle parked beyond the town. The rampaging hyena beasts were no match for our heroes and their new Templar, Arendir, as they cut through the Gnolls and rescued many of Karoth's soldiers. The Gnoll leader, sensing his imminent defeat, made a break back to the truck, attempting to flee with what remained of his raiders. Taluga debuted the new weapon that Huff had crafted and launched a fiery sphere at the retreating Gnolls. Glebnor chased down the servant of Unogu, and using his newfound possession powers, was able to take control of the Gnoll leader and stall the vehicle's escape. After a flurry of bullets, slashes, and gooey disguises, the battle has come to a close, with the Chaos crew now in possession of a powerful vehicle to navigate the dangerous terrain of Magria. All right, you fucking maniacs, you get your truck, all right?
What's a truck? Son, what was that?
I don't know, just spitballing ideas for noises that this thing might make.
Oh, well, how do you know it makes a noise?
Pull that little cord next to the driver's seat there, Daddy.
I didn't let go.
Please, for the listening audience, stop.
It made that exact noise you just made.
I know, I'm pretty good at it, huh?
Yeah. Right,
Taluga and Glebnor are at the truck. There's just like dead gnolls everywhere. The inside of this truck stanks. But you look back and you can see Arendir as he's walking out of the gate of the town. It's just so full of arrows. Just pincushioned with arrows.
Get over here, buddy.
You should have caught those.
Just plucking them out one by one.
I'm gonna get some pseudopods on this job.
Okay, go for it. And then can you make a perception check for me, Theo, up on top of this roof?
It's a 17.
Okay, I see two things up there. The large vulture that was watching all this chaos unfold just gives you a dirty look and then goes to fly away.
I'm going to shoot it.
Of course. Why wouldn't you? And then as that is, you see, you guys look up and you can see Theo is aiming at this giant vulture that's leaving the town. What are you guys doing?
I want to aim my catapult at it.
Okay, let's jump up onto the catapult.
My newly hired catapult.
For the record, I'm going to use sharpshooter.
Sure. Give him a catapult. That's what do they want to do?
That's a 28 minus 5, so 23 to hit.
My vulture has an AC of 24. It has an AC of 10. Go ahead and fucking roll your damage, you maniac.
Obliterate the vulture, please.
That's a 29 damage.
Okay. As you are aiming the catapult at this vulture, you fire it, and you're like, you see this boulder like hurling toward this vulture, and then it gets shot out of the air, and you see its neck just gets obliterated by a bullet. Whoa. As it spirals down and lands in the sand.
Nice.
Dinner tonight.
Yeah, let me go collect the body.
As you run over to the body, it looks up.
Shouldn't have flipped me off, you little fucker. And I'm gonna stomp his neck.
Right as before you stomp his neck.
The Vulture King. He will have his vengeance.
Why? Who is that? Never heard of him.
Well, you kill me. I'm not doing this.
You know what? Now I'm just gonna drag you while you die.
I'm dying. I'm bleeding out. Just finish it off.
You sure?
Should I give him a potion, Daddy?
I'm the Vulture King!
I'm gonna run over and grab the vulture by the neck and cast Spare the Dying on him to stabilize him.
Come on. Let me return to my vulture lord.
Well, now we get to question you.
Shit. The vulture lord's gonna be pissed if I don't just die, so.
Speak, demon bird.
No!
I mean, he is speaking.
Speak more truth.
Glebnor, can you make a quick perception check for me back of the truck?
6.
You don't notice as the last remaining Gnoll archer is making a break for the desert. just running from the wall. Theo, I'll let you make one more perception check up there to see if you clock him. He's using his full action to dash while you do
an 18.
Okay, yeah. You see the last gnoll archer. He just like breaks the border of where Brendini meets Magria. You can see like there's...
Which way
like,
is he going?
There's runes on the ground that kind of like mark the separation of the two nations. And as he passes the runes and runs into the sand, go ahead and make your attack. I'm assuming.
How far is he?
I would say he's about 100 feet. Actually, you know what? He would be 60. Because he would have had to dash.
Sharpshooter again. But I think it's going to miss 13.
13 just hits. I'm going to just double check these archers.
No survivors.
Yeah, 13 just hits.
Shoot the wound. We can question
30
too.
Damage.
Okay. Obviously, this guy's dead. But what I think you do notice is as you're up there and you fire, as he is now crossed into Magria, when this bullet tears through him, you see that as the body hits the sand, it's hard to tell from up here, but it seems that his body turns into a small object that's resting on the dune right now.
Good shot, my lord.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, how'd you get over there so fast?
You guys are being real dicks about this, kill me.
No, I want answers. Who's the Vulture King?
The Vulture King. One of the prince's great vulture demon lords. I mean, there's other lords, but he's specifically a vulture.
You said he's a king. Is he a lord or a king?
It's kind of interchangeable. I mean, I call him my lord, but I think his title technically is the Vulture King.
He's more of a duke.
Do you renounce your king and accept the new lord in your life, Bleebly?
No, never!
All right, well, that answers that. I snap his neck. All right, we got another prince or something. It's a Vulture King Lord.
Daddy?
I'm going to take a trip out to where that gnoll body Perfect. Was to check out whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, give me just a quick acrobatics check as you kind of like scramble down the rooftop here a little bit.
How many spells do you have, Daddy? Yeah,
easy. You pop down and kind of run out to into the sands of, you know, actual Magria for the first time. And you look down in the sand and there is a small coin laying on the ground with a gnoll's face sort of imprinted on it.
I'm going to pick it up and start flipping it in my hand.
You hear a very faint scream inside the coin.
Every time I flip it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm just going to flip it all the way on the way back.
And yeah, I guess as you guys kind of make your way back to this gate, you can see the very beleaguered and injured remaining soldiers of Karoff kind of come out. There is a large orc. You see he's holding the other orc's head.
And one of you guys wouldn't be able to pop this bad boy back on, would you? Because I think, how good at healing you guys are.
I can try.
Okay, I'm going to kind of... my poor brother. Okay, let's try to give him a word here. I'm just going to kind of attach it to the neck area.
All right.
Yeah, maybe kind of. You guys are probably super good at healing beheadings, right? Or
this is my first, but I did cure a demon back into a boy.
All right, give it a whirl. I trust you.
All right.
I mean, what's my alternative here?
True.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
Bowling ball?
I guess I'll get a sewing kit and cast Cure Wounds and see if I can stitch this head and...
Unfortunately, Cure Wounds doesn't really do much for a beheading, so...
He's like, no, we're down to one spell slot?
Ah, jeez. Yeah. Well, you know, it was a crapshoot whether or not that would work.
Wait a minute. You just stopped that vulture from dying, Aaron Deere.
Well, yeah, but he was
dying, not dead.
Not dead, dead. This creature looks... Dead. He's ascended to the kingdom of Bleebly.
Should we say a few words?
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm the Plope of the people.
All right. His name was Yerp.
Yerp?
Yeah, he is my brother. I'm Jarnell, by the way. Nice to meet you, fellas. Thanks for all the help. We were really getting murdered back there. Most of them are dead. Dolahan's gonna be pissed.
Who?
He's the city watch captain back there. He's the gentleman with the large mustache.
Oh!
Was he the one that was hiding?
I think so. Yeah.
And you can see limping out of the city, just arrow right in his leg. Captain Dolahan's like,
oh god, all right, that... Ow!
One arrow?
Yeah, well...
One? You're complaining about one?
I have multiple in me, sir.
Whoa, yeah, you are like a pincushion, sir. Thank you all for the help. We were completely overwhelmed there. Our numbers are much thinner these days. We get a lot of bodies back there. Would you mind saying so? You seem like a cleric type.
Would you like me to
bulldoze them into a pile for you?
What? Son, we went over this like every time.
It's just so convenient to get them all in one spot.
Son?
Okay.
And you can see there's kind of like a bedraggled dwarf that was out there in the fight with you guys comes out. He's got like bits of Knoll in his beard as he's trying to pull them out.
Oh, you get, let me, oh, get, it let was me get disgusting. One of those.
Yeah, let me get that if you wouldn't mind the help. appreciate it. Make a, as you're like pulling gunk out of this guy's beard, make just a quick perception check. Pretty low DC here.
8?
Okay, it's above a 5, which was the DC for this. You can see as you're pushing his beard apart, he does have a symbol of the Allfather around his neck.
Hey, oh, do you know Jolieb?
I've never met her myself. She's one of the leaders in Brandenia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, all the other...
We know about your stuff. Stand, kneel.
Oh, you've stood and you've knelt.
Hell yeah. Smoke.
Right. Well, of course. I mean, there's plenty of smoke here because of the flaming boulders they were shooting into the city.
Yeah, they're ours now.
Can you guys make a quick insight check on this insane battlefield you're looking at here?
To 9.
15.
15. 17.
Toluga, you notice, like, there should be way more soldiers here to defend a little town of this size. Even with all the dead bodies, it looks like they had, like, very limited numbers when this raid started.
Where's the rest of you?
I have an idea.
You see Nog and the dwarf is just like, fucking... He starts, like, mumbling to himself.
I can't, I can't.
And Dolahan's like, we got a missive the other day. Half my soldiers left to go back to Windmere.
Oh, you listen to that?
I mean, I don't follow that, the storm god, but a lot of the soldiers that were stationed here. We had a few paladins, a storm sorcerer. They all left. They head into Magria. They're making the way back home.
Oh, Nancine said she was keeping the soldiers here.
Oh, Daddy? We didn't get... we must have
You know, it was just there. A kind of a moment thing. They probably didn't have a chance to get notice out yet. Hold on. My son's hovering over me. Yes, son?
Wasn't that kind of a secret?
What? No, she said she's keeping the soldiers.
Okay.
I mean, she said it.
All right. Maybe we shouldn't be telling everybody, though.
See, the dwarf's like, filthy turncoats. He's pulling bodies.
That's what I'm saying, my man.
They're non-believers now.
Yes.
Well, I mean, they're...
No, they're believers.
They're believing, but
they need to believe in the righteous God.
Who's the righteous God?
You're in the presence of the God of Guns, the bringer of the wet. Bleebly.
That's my God.
Him, right there.
Oh,
right.
This fella?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, pamphlet, nice to meet you, Bleebly.
One does not just shake the hand of Bleebly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I made some kind of social faux pas?
No, it's cool. I'm a god of the people. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Here's a pamphlet.
Just so I know.
He's a merciful god.
What was the appropriate way to address this god of yours?
You grovel and beg on your knees.
You don't have to do that.
Andy,
one does not just stare at a god.
Hey.
Well, I guess
the Pope is talking here.
I guess I'll avert my eyes.
He's no need for that. He's a god of the people.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you all so much for helping us. We all would have been dead. What are you all doing here?
Oh, we're gonna kill the Knoll demon.
Yeah.
That would be huge for us.
You got a Knoll problem.
Hey, she got a demon checklist. We got to start killing. So
also sounds like we got to kill some vulture. Demon?
Yeah, he's probably on the way.
We got a whole list of demons.
A false god.
Right? Yeah.
I
believe the Knolls have been raiding up here because, you know, well, things killed in Magria obviously turn into coins. So if they want to make more of themselves, they got to leave the border.
Excuse
me? A coin like this?
Oh, yeah, you got yourself a soul coin there, bud.
The hell's a soul coin?
Oh, you fellows aren't from around these parts, are you?
No, we're from the south.
Oh!
As I whip out my banjo.
They come from the ass.
Okay.
Yeah, we love it in the ass.
Hey, you know, to each their own. My brother was, he would have loved you guys. I mean, he's just a severed head now, but,
He's an ass man.
He was an ass man. Yeah, where's always jacking. He liked himself a thick goblin.
A man of taste, of great taste. Yes.
Where's the head?
It's on the floor here. See, he's placed it next to the body as they're kind of getting all these bodies together in the center of town, making a little funeral pyre.
Can I puppeteer the head?
What? Oh, Jesus.
Son!
Just shoot some pseudopods up there. I'm this guy's brother. I love it.
Do I catch him doing this?
You can make a stealth check, Lenore.
Are you being sneaky?
You can make a perception check, Toluga.
Stealth? this green goop underneath his head that's flapping the lips.
All right. I guess if you're doing it behind Toluga.
Are you trying to hide it from
me? No, I just think it's funny.
I'm going to immediately, with a force you're not used to, slap your head. Son!
I thought it would be fun.
How dare you do that to the deceased?
I'm making light of a bad situation?
No. Bad. Go find yourself a corner and stare in it. And don't I better not see those beautiful blues turn around and look at me.
Well, I'm going to go into the back of the 18-wheeler. Just sit in the corner.
Jesus Christ.
Time out.
Oh, yeah. Toluga, I forgot to tell you. You might want to know. There's some creatures over there. So.
Oh, where?
I point to where I saw that.
The pen? Yeah. You can see that there is a pen sort of in like the corner of the town. And you do hear like scuttling sounds inside.
Oh, you guys taking a fancy to our dune skitterers, are you?
I know he's a huge animal lover.
So. Oh, you're going to want to come check these guys out then. I'll show them around. Dolahan, I'm going to show our friends here our pens.
That's fine. I have so many bodies to bury.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. By the way, and I rip out the arrow.
Oh!
Ah, there you go.
Thank you, yep. Cleric. Oh, yep.
You got to do it when you least expect it.
Yeah, it's like ripping a Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, thank you.
By the way, easy. Let me get that Band-Aid off.
That was from a shaving incident earlier. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, anyways.
I can start digging a hole for your bodies of your compadres.
Very, very much. We could use it.
You don't have funeral pyre here?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably better to kind of... I mean, how do you... Have you guys used to digging mass graves before?
No, we usually pyre.
Pyre.
Oh, okay. Pyre it is.
Daddy!
You want to... Erendir, you want to gather some wood for a funeral pyre?
Whatever you wish, my lord.
Thank you.
I just run off to find wood wherever I can.
Sounds like you guys could use help out there.
Where's the wood? We start hacking at houses in the town.
Noggin's like, oh, settle down. No, that was our barracks. He's like, chases Arendir as Arendir with a huge sword.
My lord needs wood.
Just hacking away at buildings.
Well, here, let me take you check out the skitterers.
Okay.
Now, these are orc mounts. They're real fast, these guys.
He brings you over to this. Sort of, it looks like a stable almost. And as you peer inside, you see these massive giant geckos. They have kind of spiky little bodies, and they're all wearing saddles on their back, big blinking eyes. And you can see that one from earlier in the fight had dragged a dead gnoll in the pen, and they're all just kind of nibbling on it.
Yeah, they're real fast, these guys. They're great on the sand.
Are they smart?
Well, not particularly. They mostly like eating insects, and sometimes you give them a little fruit as a treat. They'll munch a cactus right down, though, these little guys, these fellas.
Does it have an intelligence of 3 or less?
Let's find out. Are you going to awaken one of these fucking...
I'm going to pick my favorite.
I'm going to ask a question about these.
Okay, sure.
You said gecko.
Uh-huh.
Can they scale walls?
They do have a climbing speed of 30 feet.
Nice.
They have an intelligence of 2 to a minus 4.
Okay. I want to find the coolest one.
There is one that has kind of like... They're all sort of like a beige, sort of sandy color. But there is one that has like really cool black stripes down the side of his body. Seems to be the biggest one as well.
Does he like me?
Make an animal handling check.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Maybe come at him with a food.
That's a nat 20.
Never mind.
As he's like, well, hold on there, bud. Don't go in the pen without...
What are you talking about?
You jump in. The other ones kind of cower back, but the big one kind of walks up to you. And like a cat, it kind of like goes around your body a few times and then falls on his belly and rolls over.
Oh, I start petting him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, you know what? Take yourself one of these. And I awaken those.
Oh, yeah, that feels great. Oh, yeah, get in between my scales.
Yeah,
cool.
I bet that feels good.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, bud. There you go.
Nothing like, oh, wow, I can talk now.
Yeah, those are thoughts you're probably going to want in your head now.
Oh, wow. Who are you? Who am I?
I'm Toluga, Plope of the People, Bapu Gol, Maker of God.
I know I just learned language, but that sounds confusing.
It is. What's your name?
I don't have one.
They never named you?
No. How? I am a riding beast. What do you want to call me?
That's a toughie.
I'm having trouble keeping my thoughts inside. I'm just kind of yelling them out.
Yeah, I noticed.
Do you have any bugs?
No, but I have this. I purposely try to reach for a crud sandwich.
Perfect. Yeah, you don't have to roll for that.
I have this. You might be able to use this to get bugs.
Oh, is there scotch tape on that?
Oh my
just
God.
Starts munching it down. What's my name?
Oh boy, you're really throwing me on the spot.
How's it feel?
Great. Some of these names. Hold on, go back to Gorpor.
Gorpor?
Okay.
That one's taking a real shine to you.
Yeah.
We're going to probably need the other two to kind of... I was going to send back some guys up to Brandini and let them know we need more troops.
Okay. Well, how many were in the pen?
There's three total in the pen.
All right. Well, I guess I'll keep Gorpor.
All right. Gorpor, you're calling him?
Yeah, that's his name.
Cool. All right.
Powerful.
Well,
strong.
Gorpor, you were a fine orcish mount, but I'm sure you'll be just in great hands with these fellas. Thanks! I can't wait!
We'll work on that inner thought and inner voice.
Yep! I'm thirsty now! So he just wanders away to, like, the corner of the pen and starts lapping up this huge bucket of water.
All right. By the way, these will be your friends. I whip out Cobbler as the ground shakes when I drop.
Yeah, he's real heavy now, so he kind of lands with a thud.
Cobbler, that's Gorpor!
Kind of gives him a little wave. Hello, small stone with face!
And I'd imagine Luga, in the wake of all the bodies, has started eating some.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, can you make a perception check for Luga real quick?
That's another nat 20.
You look around for Luga.
Luga?
He must have jumped off you at some point.
Oh, I hope he's okay.
And you look around, and past where all of these, your friends are building this funeral pyre, you can see that there's like, they kind of pushed all of the gnoll corpses to the center of town. And you can see there's a creature larger than Luga on top of them is munching away. You look a little closer, it does have 8 legs.
You just hear me say, Luga, where are you?
Father.
Luga, huh?
I have grown in size, and my intelligence is even greater than before.
Luga, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Come here, meet your fellow compatriot.
Luga is about the size of, I would say, like a Great Dane. And Luga scuttles over. Their baby voice has grown. And I think we determined canonically Luga is a woman, a female spider.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you do see there's like a beautiful womanly voice coming out of this monstrosity of a spider. All 8 eyes blinking at you with little lashes now on each one.
Oh my God, your lashes are beautiful, Luke.
I've matured, Father.
I notice you're turning into a fine young woman.
Eating all these bodies seems to give me great strength. You did wonderful, by the way, with the new weapon.
Thank you.
I have a lot of ideas about rocketry we can get to later.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I've been doing so many calculations in the last 20 minutes.
Oh my God. Just 20 minutes?
Yes.
Oh my God, you're so smart.
My mind has grown as long with my body. Where is Brother Glebnor? I must apologize for my antics.
Well, hold on before you take off. This is Gorpor.
Hello, Gorpor. Gorpor. Gorpo. Say it one more time.
Gorpor.
Gorpor.
Hello! Typically, I would want to eat you, but it seems it'd be weird now because we've been introduced.
Yeah.
Father, your ability to awaken creatures of this world astounds me to this day. I must go, though.
Yeah.
Me and Glebnor, we must bury several hatchets.
He's in the back of the truck. He was misbehaving.
Theo and Arndir look up as a giant spider skitters out of town toward the...
Good truck. God! What was that?
My lord is speechless. I will let him think.
Glebnor at the truck. Bounding towards you is a pretty large spider.
Brother! Luga?
Brother, it is I, Luga.
Hey, when'd you get so big?
20 minutes ago.
All right. How's that working out for you?
My body has grown as well as my mind, and also my capacity to feel emotions. Empathy. I can tell that during our several small altercations, there's been a competitive nature between us.
Yeah?
I'm here to apologize for my behavior. I tried to take credit for the cool carving you put on Father's staff.
What was that about?
It was wrong. It was immature. Something a spider 20 minutes younger than me would have done. But not me now.
Apology accepted.
I wish for us to become siblings of power.
Yes, power. Together,
we shall help Father in his great quest.
That's all I want to do.
And that is all I want to do. Right. Please, give me 8 pseudopods to shake with my 8 arms. Let a bond now be made that can never be broken between spider sister and goo brother.
Yes. Yes, let the power flow through us. And then I'm going to pick up Luga all the way off the ground because I have all her limbs.
Yes.
This is great. Finally. Finally. We can be one family.
Yes.
Also, there's a new member of the family.
What?
Father awoken a giant lizard.
Is it cool?
It seems cool. It was eyeing me much like a predator would eye prey, but I think that...
I got your back.
Thank you.
Also, this new formed giantness, has it affected your dancing skills?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
I'm going to go back.
It was Reggie.
Oh, Reggie? That's a good point. Reggie's in town like,
how many funeral pyres we going to have to do? It's like every week with this shit.
Reggie!
What's going on over there, Glebnor?
Drop a beat!
Where are my friends? I'm working on the remix!
A little speaker comes from his mouth, I suppose, because he's still in his little gnome form.
How many people are seeing this?
Everyone's pretty focused on clearing the dead bodies from the town. So they're kind of ignoring the fact that there is a tiny gnome singing weirdly loud out of his mouth.
He's got the cape now.
That's true. I guess I can make a stealth check for Reggie.
Oh, man, waiting for him to bomb this like he always does.
Yep. Nope.
Naturally. Wow.
Lot of opinions about myself over there.
I think you're going to do great.
He's really working those servos.
That was a nat one on the first roll, but we have advantage from the cape. So let's give it one more try.
That is a 10.
Yeah.
Even with advantage, she's fucking horrible at this.
Not all of us are super good at stealth, okay? Can the guy get a pass without trace or something next time?
But he used up all his charges on the lizard.
No, I got 5 more.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jesus Christ, how many...
I don't want to get 10. Into it. I do not want to get into how many charges that fucking staff has.
I can awaken something else if we come across it.
Put any pastes in this? No. Okay, so you can see with this little beat going, Luga is still so deft, doing expert B-boy moves.
Hell yeah.
Dancing on the next to the truck. B-girl moves.
She's doing the fucking...
Is that the
ray gun?
The ray gun?
Yeah.
Don't make Luga do the ray gun.
Luga has gone full ray gun.
You motherfucker. My spider will not ray gun.
She's not used to her huge new body. Give her a minute.
You can see Jarnell's like, I'm you clapping. Guys are a lot.
I love the dancing.
What's going on near that truck?
Don't worry about it.
All right, speaking of which, you're going to need that coin if you want to drive that thing.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, we got a little distracted with the awakening of a giant lizard and all the body clearing. Let me very quickly explain to you how things work in Magria.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Magria is kind of ruled by the demon lords. Prince of the Red Waste out there kind of causing all bits and bobs of havoc. But he's kind of changed things. The way things work in Magria, if a mortal soul is killed in Magria, they turn into a coin. And those devils and a lot of the beasts and the monstrosities in Magra, they use the coins to power their machines. It's also kind of a form of currency out there. Yeah.
And then you can see Dolahan's like, that damn prince, he basically wanted to incentivize the killing of mortals. The devils trade the coins, they used to power their machines. And unfortunately, even some mortals are tempted by it. If you kill a living soul in Magri, you will get a coin. And if any of you die, you will unfortunately turn into a coin as well.
Can you come back from being a coin?
If a cleric or someone that knows Revivify uses it on the coin, you will be able to return to your mortal body. But if you lose that coin, you get put into one of those machines. That's it.
Where am I at this point?
I say this conversation is happening at the gate. You're back there with Luga bumping around. Right. You can make a perception check, though, if you want to see if it's like a conversation you probably should be paying attention to.
Nope.
I'm trying to teach the lizard how to think.
How come the rest of the gnolls didn't turn into coins?
Ah, see, it's that border here. He kind of points at the markings in the sand. The Prince of the Red Waste, anything that dies within the border of Magri will turn into a coin. All these gnolls that got killed out here, they're just regular dead. It's kind of a problem. The issue with gnolls is they reproduce by eating corpses. But with no corpses in Magri half the time, they got to kind of go outside the border to make new people. Or dog people, whatever you call them. So yeah, they've been raiding nonstop here. I think that's kind of why this gnoll invasion is so pressing. Every gnoll they lose, they can't really recreate them as quickly as they used to be able to. I have a feeling that Unogu's not super happy with the Prince of the Red Waste instituting this whole brand new kind of coin system.
Yeah, I mean, this coin system seems a little complicated. Maybe we can find one of these gnolls that have like a bag of coins or something. Make it a lot easier.
Yeah, a coin will power a vehicle for about a day. But you're going to need some other kind of fuel source if you want to keep hoofing it through Magri in that thing.
We're going to need more coins, my lord.
Yeah, probably.
Send me to kill.
I did another perception check.
We'll get there. I mean,
Can I hear all this coin talk with a 17?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to assume someone's going to try and kill us again, so.
Okay. Yeah.
What's all this about coins? I hear a lot of coin talk.
Do I notice?
Are you guys gambling out there without me?
It's not that kind of coin, Glebnor.
Do I hear Glebnor yell gambling?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hide it.
I'll say you guys have all now, because you guys keep making insane perception checks. You guys have all kind of met back at the town square, essentially, while this conversation
Fill me in with these coins.
Son, no more coins. What are you doing out of the truck?
Taluga, it's not that kind of coin. It's,
what?
I'll show you the coin that has the gnoll's face on it that I shot.
Oh, that's an ugly coin.
Yeah, I know. Listen to this. And I'll flip it, and you hear the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Let me see.
There you go.
And I flip it as hard as possible. Oh, wow. Every time?
Every time.
Yeah, I mean, they'll scream. You should see when you put them in one of those vehicles. They really, that'll engine will roar at
you. So apparently that thing powers the vehicle. We need more of those. The only way to get more of those is to kill things within Magria.
Well, I mean, we're already going to do that.
Wait a minute. Dead things in Magria turn into money?
No, it's not money. It can be used as currency, but yeah, it's some weird type of money.
What if we push all the dead bodies into Magria?
I think they have to die.
They have to die.
Yeah, that's the rule.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We can't just like...
When you loose your
get
mortal...
Get a windfall with all these corpses we got?
Unfortunately, no. If you loose your mortal coil with inside the border, that'll turn into a little coin there.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. Obviously it's made Magri incredibly dangerous. There's wars left and right in there because people are just kind of fighting over this new currency.
And money.
Yeah, some. I mean, the most powerful warlords, the ones that can kill the most. Also makes being like a regular guy pretty dangerous.
Oh, good thing I'm not a regular guy.
Yeah.
And you're not a regular guy. And you're not a regular guy. And you're my son.
Dad.
It's very true.
I can see Dolahan kind of pipes up and he's like, I mean, you don't have to kill a bunch of people to power these machines. You can also use dread fuel. I mean, there's places that have it.
Oh, why don't you just lead with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, he got pretty excited about the coin talk, so I didn't want to really interrupt him.
Well, I mean, we're going to kill some gnoll god or whatever, demon, whatever the hell.
Demon, king lord.
Yeah, I mean, so we're going to probably get some coin. I mean, how much is dread oil?
You can see a noggin kind of pops
one
up.
One soul coin.
Pipes up the little dwarf. Well, as you know, there's plenty of Dreadforge died out there in the desert during the Great War.
Okay.
All the oil's kind of fueled and pooled underneath the ground. So we dwarves and some of the Urchin Asi out there, we kind of try to extract as much as we can. It's a more more ethical way to fuel a machine without having to kill someone, if it makes sense.
Yeah.
Question about the coins. Say we killed a demon king, lord, whatever. Is like the quality of coin change, or it's all the same coin and it's all just one day?
It's actually a great point. So more powerful creatures will create a more powerful soul coin. That little dinky one you got there is probably only good for about a day, but some of the more powerful, some more like a real strong soul, you can maybe get a couple, maybe up to a week, I would suppose.
Oh.
Snap.
And they could fuel anything?
Anything that has a hellfire engine.
Hellfire engine?
Yeah, it's kind of a strange technology.
Technology?
All right, you have to have heard that word. Come on now.
We're from Bumpkin
Do I
Town.
Know? Do I know the word techno?
Yes.
I don't know.
You guys aren't that dumb anymore, all right?
I have 8 in.
You've been hanging out with a robot for fucking 40
all right,
episodes.
We've heard technology, son.
All right, fine. Yeah, okay. Hellfire right. Engine?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird mishmash of demonic energy, old Dreadforge stuff. It's, you know.
Demonic.
Oh, yeah.
The evil spirits created this technology?
Oh, yeah. The whole, I mean, Magria, but it's full of evil. It's a pretty dangerous place.
We should not tempt our god, my god, by using this dark energy. I say we just kill.
Why?
I mean,
that would fuel the dark energy.
Yeah, it would.
That's what that guy wants, apparently.
Go sit and pray for like 20 minutes or something.
I'm so conflicted.
You gotta.
Anyways, Luger, come here for a second. I asked Luger to come.
Yes, father.
I have a sidebar, Luger.
Finally, a sidebar. I'm at a good size, so it feels. Yeah, go.
You are so much smarter than me.
Yes. I mean, not to be rude, but. I mean,
no, I know, yes. I know. Do you think you can take notes on a Hellfire engine? Maybe try and reverse engineer one?
I'll be at the truck.
You see Luga skitters off to the truck.
Hood flips open.
Yeah. I guess a spider would be probably really good at fixing a truck. Yeah. Multiple arms kind of going in.
Well. All right. I'm going to put that on my list of things. That's going to be a fun one if I figure that out.
You just got to be careful out there if you guys are really planning on going in Magria. If the storms and the climate won't kill you, there's plenty of creepy crawlies out there.
Oh, I haven't found anything that could kill us.
What kind of storms?
Big, heavy sandstorms.
Sand, okay. Yeah. Gross.
How often do they appear?
Pretty frequently. There's also, well, I don't want to get into, you know, rumors, but there's rumors that there's a magical influence of these storms as well. There's plenty of things out there that could conjure scary storms, so just keep your wits about you.
You guys got any, like, goggles so we can see through, you know?
We probably got a pair of riding goggles we use for the...
Yeah, because I can't blink, as you see sand pooling in my eye.
Oh, jeez, yeah, let me just, we usually wear them when we're, you know, riding on the big lizards, so we can do that for you.
I'm just going to go over to the Knoll Archers and start... looting their bodies.
Yeah.
They look like they have some pretty nice
give me a bows. Perception or investigation check, if you wouldn't mind there, Arendir.
13.
Yeah, I'll say you find a +1 longbow.
Oh, hell yeah.
Amongst the gnolls here. Plenty of arrows. They had those in spade.
Yeah, I mean, he's got them in him, so.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. This'll do just fine. Protect my lord.
What are the rest of you guys doing?
I'm teaching Gorpor how to keep his inner thoughts inner.
I'm going to ask Daddy to cast Create Destroy Water directly over the truck because it's filthy. Filled with, like, guts and stuff.
Great idea. what about you, Rich?
I'm going to be talking to all the soldiers to kind of get a better idea of, you know, kind of get any map, like, drawn out of where certain things are.
Perfect.
So we can, when we're traveling, we can hit basically a Dreadforge gas station. Let's fucking... hit Dreadforge 7-Eleven.
Funny you mentioned that.
Dreadforge slushies.
So, Noggin the dwarf is like,
yes, if you want to get Dread Fuel instead of relying on the soul coins. About a day's journey, maybe a day and a half. Probably faster with you guys in this giant vehicle. There is a Dread Fuel outpost. It's run by an Urchinasi named Petch.
Petch,
okay. He's a strange little fellow, but... him and his earth elementals, they try to... he's pretty good at getting under the sand and trying to find oil deposits.
Oh, that's good. All right. So which direction would that be?
Yeah, and I think he'll lay out a map for you. It seems like it's like northeast into Magria.
Okay.
And then...
anybody got a compass?
Yeah.
I'm a compass.
No, you're a sundial.
Close enough.
What?
Can I try to be a compass?
I don't think he would have seen a compass.
You could try. Let's call this a sleight of hand.
Why don't we just ask Reggie? I bet he's got a compass.
I was hoping that one of the soldiers had a compass.
23?
But I guess a sundial isn't that different from a compass, even though it totally is.
I've got magnets.
Well, hold on. He makes one, but does the arrow actually point north?
No, it's just gooey.
Anybody got one of these? looks just like this.
Jarnell's like, I'll set you fellas up. You did so much for us. Here, let me draw a quick map for you. He draws a little map. He notes where Petch's fuel station will be.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you can have my compass. It's been in the family for ages. Europe would have been really jealous, but, you know, not really a problem for Europe anymore. So, yeah, hands you a little compass.
I appreciate that. Let's heal up and get everything going with the truck, and we can head off to this Dreadforge fuel station and see what's up.
Daddy, can we clean this thing off?
Unbelievable plan.
It's covered in gnoll guts.
Hold on. Lugo, you good with water?
Of course.
Okay.
Put your papers away that you've been working on.
Ah, yes. It's
about my documents.
And then I guess I'll create and destroy water over the truck. Yeah. Get your sponges ready, everybody. We're going to clean this truck.
Oh, I'm going to become a big towel.
We've
big
got flat. I mean, everyone at home, please picture an incredibly stupid montage of them cleaning up this blood-soaked truck. Again, we'll describe one more time. It is an 18-wheeled scavenger vehicle. There's a large catapult on top. There's also it looks to be that there are two... I call them like harpoon nests on the back and front of the vehicle. Seems to be that they're sort of like adjacent to the catapult on the front and the back. Inside of the 18-wheeler is just a horror show. It's just, there's blood and just like, it's just gross inside. A bunch of gnolls have been living in here, so it could really use a good washing. But yeah, you guys have a nice 80s style car wash girl kind of montage of you setting up and cleaning down this entire stupid vehicle while Luga furiously tries to tinker with the engine. I think Noggin will probably say to you, Theo, yeah, and if you can fuel up there, you should have enough power to get yourself to Bad Kali.
To who?
It's probably the largest city this part of Magria. There's a dwarven college there of abjuration, and I believe there are people there trying to deal with the gnolls as well. If you want more information about the gnolls, where they might be hiding out in these deserts, that'd be where you want to go.
It's probably a good idea to start. What do you guys think?
What's it called?
Bad Kali. B-A-D-K-H-A-L-I.
Where's Corellis?
Oh, that's very far north of Magria.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're probably from there, Elfman.
That is correct.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't ask you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It'll take more than a few days to get to Corellis if you're planning on heading there.
You should get some of that fuel first.
Yeah.
Hit the dwarf college there and see what we can find out about the gnolls and
whatever other demon lords and...
Yeah. You know, I mean, the vulture one, we got to figure out where the hell he's...
Yeah, we gotta kill him, I think, first. That guy's such a jerk.
I mean, I don't know anything about him, but I mean, if he sent a bird just to flip you off, I mean, he's kind of rude.
Yeah.
Can you guys make a perception check for me real quick?
Send another fuck.
Everybody?
Everybody.
It's a 9.
Also a 9.
22.
25.
Arendir and Toluga. You can kind of hear it on the wind.
Fuck you.
Oh. You hear that, Aaron?
Is it the same devil bird?
Different. I think that one's the actual king lord. Gosh, we have to kill it. We can't do this whole thing with that guy whispering in our ears.
Oh, fuck. You.
You will die, false god.
Who the hell are you talking to?
We're going to kill you so hard.
Who are you yelling at?
That you wish I didn't kill you because I killed you so hard.
Are they going insane?
Fuck you.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got this. No, you. And then I hang up the call.
The wind stops. Dead still the air.
I don't know how I did that, but it worked.
We must destroy this non-believer.
Hey,
my lord.
I don't, who the hell are you talking
about?
Don't
worry about it.
When we see him, I'll tell you about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you just tell your god not to worry about it?
Listen, if you heard what we heard, you'd understand.
You are so right. Forgive me, my lord.
Are you guys sure you're not going a little crazy?
Oh, no. If I hear what we were hearing the whole time, I would go crazy.
Can I do an insight check to see if I think they're going insane?
Go nuts.
Is there such thing as group craziness?
It's a dirty 20.
Desert madness.
You're not sure if it's madness or if it's that their faith in you is so strong it's making them a little weird about it. Well, you probably know, I mean, besides, like, Tulug and Glebnor are obviously, you know, die-hard believers, but Arendir seems to be on a different wavelength altogether. He's really taking it up a notch.
All right, point out weird voice guy, I guess.
Oh, we will.
From now on, we kill every bird.
Thank you.
That we come across.
Well, I mean,
I'm on board with this.
Every bird.
Every vulture.
What's the difference?
Well, that big owl that I was talking to?
That's a bird, so.
That's a bird.
You can't kill him because
the he's giant
not a
eagle that I was having a conversation
okay,
with?
Okay, you point out what's a vulture, and then I'll kill it.
Okay.
And if you tell me not to, I will not.
All right.
That works.
But
that
you
works.
Have to do it quickly, because I will kill
well, hold on. And I go to the corpse of the vulture. If it looks like this, for the most part, on yes. site, unless I tell you otherwise.
Okay.
And I toss the body.
Are we going to eat that?
My blope is wise. I believe in my blope.
Mid-toss, I try to grab the body. After I right, I forgot we were going to cook this.
You're going to cook the vulture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else are we going to eat?
I got to cook something. I have the chef feet, right?
They might have rations.
Sure.
Can we get those
little,
like...
You don't want vulture?
No.
Those little, like...
Why? I don't want to eat a demon vulture.
I don't know what that's like.
Why not find out?
What if it corrupts you?
All right, then I'll take the first bite.
We'll cook it extra long.
If it corrupts him, I'll kill him.
Well, hold on. You handle the chowder.
Yeah, the chowder wasn't
You think the chowder is better than this?
Yes, the chowder wasn't made by evil people. That is an evil vulture. We don't know.
It'll cook out.
It's like rendering down the fat.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's totally how it works.
Do you eat the vultures around here?
I've never eaten a vulture, no. We have rations, like normal food here.
That's weird.
I think we should just stick to the normal
so much less
food.
Beak.
I don't want to eat just jerky all the time, guys. We got a bird right here. Fresh.
We also have an evil bag bird. Of tacos.
Is it still evil now that it's dead?
Its soul is still evil.
Well, the soul's not in it.
You don't know that.
Oh.
What if we put it to rest and then
hold on. Now, I'm a cleric here, and I put my arm up. Now, I'm a cleric. I think I know when something dies, the soul leaves the body.
What does my lord say the soul does when the body dies?
Soul's in a soul coin.
What if we put it to rest, then eat it?
I mean... That's probably better.
All right. I'll halal the vulture, guys.
There you go.
I think we'll all feel a lot better about it.
Yeah.
Reggie's just like watching this whole thing like,
I don't know. What? There's so much more vulture eating talk than I expected after this giant battle.
I'm going to start prepping the vulture, but I'm purposely going to set aside a piece of meat that we aren't going to halal. Like, I'm going to prove them so wrong.
I take out the new pamphlet and just start reading from the scriptures over.
I will help with the blessing of this.
Oh,
evil
yeah.
Corpse.
I should probably also do the pyre before it gets.
Oh, yeah, the giant pile of bodies. Yeah, maybe should probably kind of.
Oh, if only there was a bulldozer to get them all together.
And we already did.
Oh, well.
I take a pitten out and just light it and throw it onto the pile.
You aren't even going to say a word?
You can say words while they're burning, yeah. Right?
You say the words, and then at a certain beat in your speech, you light the fire.
I grab the torch out of the pile. Oh, God.
Yeah, it was like...
Say the words!
It was like on like a human's head, like scorching his like scalp. God, just
guys.
It off.
Patting it down.
He's enthusiastic, this guy.
I mean, I appreciate the gusto.
If we're going to keep doing these funeral pyres, probably should put something on the pamphlet about this. That's all I'm saying.
I'm on it. Actually, you want to help me tonight? You want to help add additions to the pamphlet?
Oh. All right, just finish purifying the vulture, and yeah. I'm going to purposely package
I'm
one
overloaded
chunk of the meat
joy.
And just shove it in.
That's too much happiness for one day.
fully crying.
Yeah. All right, where's this pile? Let me get it going, boys. I clap my hands together. All right, you ready for a speech? Here comes the speech. Here today was a tragedy, but also a blessing, whereas there are many who have deceased, there are also few who have survived, and those of you are able to live and spread the wonderful stories of those who were once alive. In death, it is not terrible, these beings are, their souls are off to their respective gods, their respective afterlives, and they will be judged wherever, who by whoever. I'm not going to judge them. I barely knew them. So, in light of this sad day, walk away knowing you are alive to still remember them. And so, are they truly dead? No, because they live on in your memories, you fools. And I light it on fire.
You see, Nog and the dwarf.
Bleebly bless thee!
Nog and the dwarf is fully crying. What a beautiful smidge!
Right as he said, bleebly bless thee, I shoot a hand mortar right into the pyre.
Yeah, go ahead, make an attack.
It's a 12.
It's a pile of dead bodies.
Yeah,
it just explodes a little bit
for
extra
the fire. Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Man, we're going to really need more troops. All right, it's getting pretty late. Maybe in the morning, I don't know. Noggin, you okay to make a trip back up to Brendini?
All right, yeah. I'll make my way to Brendini in the morning. See if we can get more soldiers to come down here and defend the border.
If they don't see you right away, tell them Tuluga sent you.
That'll be good then?
Yeah. Okay. I'm on like a first name basis, brunch basis with Nantine.
All right, wow.
Tell Joe Lieb I said hi.
I lean in. Yeah. Just do it for him. He's got a thing for her.
All right. I'll do it with my
best. It's his first crush.
Not a particularly good wingman, but I'll give it a shot.
Thanks.
Dolahan's like, all right, everyone. That was a beautiful ceremony. Thank you very much, Tuluga. Those are beautiful words.
Thank you.
It is getting dark, though, so let's maybe get inside and cook up this giant vulture.
Yeah. No, I got it. I've learned the ways of how to prep it halal style, guys. All right.
All right. So you guys drag a vulture corpse into this soldier barrack. There's a small kitchenette. Please, Tuluga, tell us how you cook this vulture.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know how to prep something halal. I just know that's like a kosher or like a proper way.
All right. I mean, it's blessed food. So I guess we could look up what halal is.
I mean, I'll pluck it.
I guess you just gut it.
I'll
right?
pluck it, gut it, drain it of the blood, and then, you know, cut the head off. And then, do one of these, but in the cross, but in the shape of a gun.
Yep.
So just a
perfect.
And then just season it with a little bit of garlic, a little bit of thyme, oregano.
Yeah, you guys. There's a small kind of mess hall where you and the few survivors kind of gather around to eat this bird.
Can you make taco stuffing? Really jam it up there?
Well, we'll do that with the left. Oh, taco! Oh, hold taco on,
stuffing.
Oh my god, yeah.
I'm gonna zhuzh up this bird.
Hurry up, Tuluga. We're getting hungry out here.
Hold on. Don't rush perfection.
You're gonna love this. And I'm gonna roll for. How many tacos could I fit in this opening?
It's a giant bird, probably a dozen.
Vulture. I mean, easily a dozen.
All right, so I'm gonna roll 12 taco checks and see how many tacos I end up getting.
It's a lot of taco.
It's like 10-ish tacos.
Okay, yeah.
10 and a half tacos.
All right. So there are a couple of crud tacos mixed in this bird. You bring out a very large platter. Actually, can I get an athletics check from Glebnor and Arndir to help hold this giant platter with a big roast vulture on it?
23.
25.
Yeah, you guys come out. Everyone's kind of sitting in this mess hall awkwardly as you can hear the sounds of the kitchen going wild. And then there's a very distinct sound of someone stuffing tacos inside of a bird. Don't know what that sounds like, but you can all imagine it at home. Kind of really get
shells
that.
And yeah. splooshing.
I call this the volcano.
Coming out of the kitchen with his two attendants in tow. Yeah, you bring out a giant vulture corpse.
Stuffed with taco.
It's cooked. Stop calling it a corpse.
Well, it was a corpse not long ago.
Carcass is the better word.
Right, sure. I'll be right out there, and I take out the piece that I didn't purify. I'm like, I'm going to prove them so wrong, and I'm going to sear it and cook it real nice.
All right, you make like a little hidden like vulture fillet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, as you all sit down to eat this meal, let's get constitution saving throws from everyone. Tuluga, yours will be a disadvantage because you ate the non-halal one.
16.
Okay.
19.
18.
Okay. Delicious.
9.
Put it down real good.
This is quite the devil bird you've cooked.
Halal was the right move.
Yeah. As they're all eating it and enjoying it, you take a bite and you're like, this is so good. They were obviously
so wrong.
They're so wrong,
guys. Come on.
Can you three make a perception check for me?
25.
You're so wrong. This
8.
Is fine.
7.
Everything's fine. But Theo, you look as Toluga gets up, goes to get like a second helping of like the halal one. There's a small black feather is pricking out of his back. Just one.
I'm going to pluck it out.
Ah! Uh-huh. What was that?
This just grew out of you.
Weird. I'm not a bird. Or maybe I am. Mom and dad are fish. Yeah. I don't know.
It was from the meat.
You know, I probably just got a bad end. Just didn't halal it enough, you know?
Are we hearing this conversation?
Yeah, you're at the table.
Can I do an insight check?
Sure.
Didn't halal it enough.
8.
Maybe he just got like a loose feather on him.
I'm sure he's fine.
I'm just going to tuck it behind my ear. It's pretty neat. I'll just put it there. That way the Vulture King knows I killed their kind.
I'm going to keep an eye on you.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on you.
You already have been.
Yeah, true. All right.
Fair. Our God watches us all. This is quite normal of him.
Well, this is delicious, Toluga. You're a mighty fine cook.
Yeah, no, totally, guys.
Yes, and, please. This is unbelievable. It's much better than the rations we've been getting.
Let me just make sure what the chef actually does. Don't we get HP from this?
Yeah, I'm also going to say this could count as a long rest. You guys can sleep here for the night. You guys had a rough go of it today during your battle.
You get an extra D8 when you heal.
Cool. So you guys can save those for like your next short rest, basically.
Yeah,
you can munch on a little leftover vulture and get some extra hit points back. It's the next morning. You guys all got a nice restful sleep. And you can see...
I didn't get to study.
Oh, what are you studying?
With Luga.
With Luga?
The Hellfire Engine, the list of things I gotta call Mima, talk about God stuff.
Dwarvish.
No, I already got Dwarvish.
You're already fluent?
Yeah.
That happened a while ago.
All right, what are you doing in your downtime tonight?
So are shifts like every 4?
Yeah, I think
we got Reggie.
Reggie's kind of, I guess I'll just keep, kind of keep watch outside. In her barracks. Yeah, you guys are pretty safe for the night. I'm not going to make you roll any weird checks tonight. You're in a pretty safe thing. I don't have anything planned to attack you tonight, so that part's good. and Luga comes in. Father.
Yes.
The machine is quite complicated.
Okay.
It's not rocket science, but, you know, it's pretty complicated.
Okay.
It does seem that that engine out there will take soul coins or this strange fuel that the orc was talking about.
All right. Would we be able to recreate one? Like, maybe not as big, but...
If I had the parts.
What do you need?
Enough dread steel to create the chassis, and then I would probably need some kind of demonic fluid to kind of get it going.
Would like a heart of a demon lord work?
Yeah, I can't imagine it wouldn't.
All right, because I think we already have the dredge steel.
Yes, and I'm sure there's quite a bit more dredge steel out there in Magria.
Oh, yeah. And we're already going to kill this Vulture King Lord. Unless you want a more powerful...
What do we do with the... Barstock Demon?
We didn't take
it. Ivy uses to make a bunch of items for you.
Never mind. I'm going to play with my toy soldier.
Okay. Yeah, you have a little toy soldier for you.
Okay. All right, now that that's out of the way. Reggie!
Yes?
Rocket science time.
Oh, we're going to kind of cram it in before bed. I love this. Okay, well, cool.
And then I got to make a quick night call to my mom after this. I got so much to do tonight.
All right, so I guess we'll say that you and Reggie kind of go over like the trajectory that your spell used today when you launched it across.
I think we can get a bit more distance if we can kind of minimize the drag by using the cylinder.
It's like basically Toluga, a little fish man, a giant spider, and a robot are working on rocket science in their little bedroom.
I'd like to take a little piece of Dreadforge and try to make like a makeshift, like our first makeshift, like... Shell?
Okay, sure. We'll call this like a sleight of hand check. And you can use the help action because you get Luga and Reggie.
Thank God. 18.
It's a pretty good looking shell.
All right.
It'll definitely fit in one of these cylinders on this, you know, 6-barreled fucking missile launcher you have.
Like who's in a bedroom with his hands doing precision machining?
It's fine.
Now we gotta get a way for this to explode. How are we gonna do that?
I don't know. I think he was smart earlier when you fired the spell through it. Maybe we could... Possibly you could try to channel spells through into the cylinder or into the shell?
Okay. Let me see. Let me see what I got here.
We're inside.
I'm going to channel... Does it... Just so I know what to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Does the level matter? Or is the idea I just want to see what I can channel into it?
I think you're still in the testing phase, so I don't think it really matters. You could try to put a channel divinity charge into it. You could try to put a spell slot into it. But I mean, we're on like kind of brand new territory in
burning
the world
hands.
Iona here.
Because part of me wants to put a level 2 inflict wounds into it.
Oh, like a ranged inflict wounds?
Well, I don't know. It's up to you how it explodes.
Okay.
You got to work out the mechanics.
Explodes necrotic energy.
We'll call this an arcana check.
All right.
And I know we're kind of messing around with some of these new monk and cleric features, so you can use your wisdom modifier if you want.
7.
It's hard to tell. You're not sure if you have enough wherewithal, I want to say this. You're not sure if you have the magical ability yet to channel spells into objects. That's kind of like closer towards artificer work. And you think that you may need to contact an artificer if you want to try to create spell projectiles, essentially.
Well, I mean, if anything, it's a really big bullet.
The bones of this are good. We're in the right track. I think we just need someone that's a lot better at,
so,
you know.
From what I gather, nothing went into it, right?
It seems like the shell is kind of dormant now. The spell slot didn't seem to have worked.
Okay. All right, well, you know, we get to shoot it and see if how straight it goes, at least.
Yeah, perfect. Right. Sure, there's plenty of things to fire rockets at, the Magria.
Yeah, so I'm just going to slot it in.
Yeah.
And then close it.
Perfect.
I'm like, okay. Just gonna tuck that
yeah,
away.
That's a all right. Tomorrow problem.
Good job. Good work, everybody. Good work.
Great work, Reggie. Your math was great.
Oh, thank you, Luga. It's so nice having Luga on the project. I know.
She's such a great... She's so smart.
So smart.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm gonna go back on watch. I'll let you call your mom in privacy.
Night. Night, Luga. I give Luga
a side hug.
Side hug. Like, you know, it's a little harder now that you're bigger, but I figured out a way.
Perfect, Father. I must make a web.
Okay.
Luga skitters away.
All right, and then... I don't have a sending stone that reaches mommy.
No.
So my closest bet is I take out the stone for the king.
Okay.
What if you scream into the bag of holding?
I ring up the king. King?
Toluga, is everything all right? We just had our war council. How's Magria?
We got a truck. Whatever that is.
Okay.
And a catapult.
Okay.
We've been busy.
It sounds like it.
I need to speak to mommy, but I don't have a way to talk to her outside of this rock that goes to you.
Oh, boy. I guess we could three-way call her.
Okay.
Hold on. You can kind of hear the sound of him inscribing runes on a sending stone. This might work.
Okay.
Who is this?
Mom!
Toluga! Where is this coming from?
I can
hear you in my mind.
It's okay. It's okay. Relax. Relax. It's actually your son.
How's everything going?
Great. We got a truck. You should see Luga. She's beautiful. She's growing up.
The spider?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. The spider's here growing as well.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
They're eating us out of house and home.
Oh, have you tried just taking them hunting?
They've been hunting all right. We're trying to kind of coordinate, but there's a lot of them. You sent a lot of spiders back, son.
Well, you do know we've now made an alliance with Brindini. You can send them up Brindini way.
Oh, I'll let your father know. Maybe we could kind of... They're sort of crowding Slubeldrip, if I'm being honest. There's so many spiders.
Wait, they put all the spiders in Slubeldrip?
Well, we didn't really have a lot. The room must also... It's been a lot. Okay, I'll talk to your dad.
All right, anyways, more importantly, I got to talk to you about some godly things.
Oh, of course.
So it's going to get real here for a hot minute.
All right.
So I'm going to sit down.
I'll sit down too then, I guess.
Okay.
The king's like, should I walk away?
I mean, you can listen in. This is...
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We're tight. So mom, we found out that Theo is, Bleebly is, descendant of the man in black.
Oh, that's an old guard.
His mom... something Justice was the man in black's daughter.
Oh.
So what I'm concerned about is the man in black has tasked Theo to kill the rest of his sons. You know, the strife, war, pestilence or whatever.
Oh, sort of consolidating the domain of death into one being?
My concern is that he's getting Theo to do all this, and then he's going to, like, you know, take over and, pull the wool from under us or whatever they're saying.
That is interesting. I don't know of any other gods that have absorbed another god's domain like that. They all do fall under the death domain, so I suppose it is possible, but you should be pretty careful. No shade on Bleebly, of course, but he's a very young god. I don't know if he'll be able to handle absorbing all that magic into himself.
Well, so my thing is, Mom, you always told me that regardless of what the god is the domain of, the concept should never really be gone.
That's true. If the pantheon consolidates too much, it can start to unwind a little.
So I was saying that perhaps I take on some of his burden.
You'd be willing? I mean,
he's my friend. I got him into this mess. I gotta help him.
I mean, it sounds. How do you plan on killing these gods, son?
I don't know. I've kind of just been winging it all this time. I mean, I didn't think we were gonna kill that demon down in Tidal, but you know, we did it.
All right.
You know me, Mom. I always find a way to make something happen.
I think your safest bet would. Listen, I believe Theo is truly becoming a real, full-fledged god, but if he starts absorbing all these different domains into himself, he might lose himself in the mix of it.
Okay.
He might need your help. Glebnor, too.
Okay. Well, I'll help him. And then the other thing I have, Mom, is the man in black has gotten in touch with Theo. And I need to know, when they get into conversations, does he know everything Theo knows?
Oh, I think that might be a bit above my pay grade, son. Because
I'm too afraid to talk to him in depth like I am with you, in fear of what he might end up knowing.
Let me think here. I mean, I don't really know a ton about this old god of death. We're sea people, right? We kind of focus more on the ocean gods, but I suppose your best bet would be to learn more about the ancient pantheon. If there's any place you could think of that would sort of keep that kind of knowledge, you might be able to do it that way.
Well, I mean, I think we're headed the only direction to the place that would. Or at least a couple of places. I didn't know. Mom, what's a college?
Oh, a college is kind of like a place for higher learning.
Okay, so we're headed to a couple then.
Oh, great. Yeah, the mage colleges in Aona, most of them do have lots of old tomes. Maybe some stuff even from before the war.
Got so much reading.
I know it's not your strong suit, Han, but you can do it.
Mom, I'm learning rocket science.
Yeah, I totally think you can do that. So,
I feel like I'm learning a bit too. I got so much.
Listen, Toluga, if anyone could do it, it's you.
You mean it?
My sons, you're the only one that had actual promise. So,
I'm gonna insight check that. Go ahead, make an insight check.
29.
You always kind of assumed that Mommy didn't have a ton of faith in Propolis, and Bleegong is much more focused on martial abilities now, so you're kind of her real, you know, all of the cleric magic that she tried to teach you, you're the only one of her sons that actually it stuck. So I think you could tell she really thinks that if anyone can figure this whole mess out with the ancient gods and how to just kill a god and absorb power, it would be you.
Well, thanks, but I really needed to hear. You know, I've been so stressed with the amount of pressure and the sieging, you know, it's just been a lot.
Well, I know you could do it, Toluga.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, too.
Oh, bye, King.
Should I get up?
Bye, King, love you.
All right. And I think as you all take your long rest in this kind of battered and destroyed town, getting ready to make your way into the sands of Magaria, we will end today's episode. Thank you all so much for joining us. Don't forget to keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.